You may have heard bits and pieces of our DOH interviews. This is a full interview in its entirety with Dr. Ifeely John-Tufa and Dr. Francine Amoah from the Department of Health, where they're in studio talking with us on the morning show about the March 2020 vaccination sites for American Samoa.
Good morning, John. Good morning to all our listeners.
Good morning.
On behalf of the Director Nua and Department of Health, all of our physicians, nurses, just want to say hello to everyone out there, and also to thank all of the community members for their patience as we try to roll out the COVID-19 vaccines. This morning, we are here to promote our new location, which is the Lee Auditorium. We started this past week Monday, and the schedule is definitely Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And the reason for going out there, as we all know, much bigger location. What we're really trying to do is create more access points to the vaccine. For the last couple months, almost 3 months, we had been administering at our clinic. And the reason for that was to really try and watch and see if there were going to be any adverse reactions to the vaccines. As you all know, we are still trying to understand the way they work. But for now, we have administered, over 10,000 doses to the community. And we really haven't had anyone, thankfully, have to go to the hospital or, you know, admitted for reasons because of the vaccine. And so we are very thankful for that. And at that point, we decided, okay, let's take it out, create more access points so that more of the community can access the vaccine.
That's good, because I went to Tafuna Health Center, and it was quite the bottleneck there. So I got my first one, but I haven't done my second one yet. Okay. I was kind of waiting for something like this. So do the lines move a little smoother? Because, yeah, you're nodding your head.
At the auditorium?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
I'll ask Ifeely, who actually timed how long it took to process one individual at the Lee.
Yeah, thank you. It's always good to bring some.
Why is your voice so deep?
I think I got.
Do we need to administer a COVID test in here?
Yeah, I might have to take myself to the lab and get tested.
No,
but I am recovering from some type of virus that's going around right now.
Okay.
Sinuses.
Right on.
But as far as the Lee Auditorium, we were fortunate to get that spot, and thank you to Department of Commerce with that collaboration. Much bigger space, and then also it's an area where a little bit more comfortable for people while you wait for the...
You can wait inside the Lee?
Yeah, we have people come in.
So you got the AC running in there.
Roger that,
brother,
sir.
That is a deal breaker.
Yeah, yeah. And, the first day we saw a lot of people come through, mm-hmm. Close to 500 people come and get their doses. And I think at that point, we were still trying to learn the processing of the Lee Auditorium, averaging about 3 minutes a person. But yesterday we've made some adjustments, and we brought it down to about 2 minutes a person, and the flow was pretty good. Good amount of crowd came through. By 11 o'clock, we were, seeing people trickle in one at a time. So I think it went pretty well. Yeah, and like what Dr. Amor said, we're glad that we're able to take it out there and provide more access point to people to come.
So if you got the first or you haven't gotten any, just go there Monday, Wednesday, or Friday then, huh? And the Lee exclusively, right?
It's also available at the Tafuna Clinic still.
Okay.
So two access points at this moment. Tafuna Clinic is still offering the vaccines, but it's not in the main atrium area. We're actually administering behind the clinic, the alternate care facility there. So the green-looking building behind the main building at the health center. I did want to mention, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 to 1 p.m. at the Lee Auditorium and also at the Tafuna Health Center. But next week is the Island-Wide Science Fair. So unfortunately, we were not able to get the Lee Auditorium for next week, but certainly the week after that, we will resume vaccination. One thing I wanted to mention is we have our partner resources, including additional vaccinators. So yesterday we had a team of 11 vaccinators, including partners from the VA clinic and the LBJ nurses who came out to help. And again, just wanted to recognize the efforts of those institutions coming together to help us administer the vaccine. It really made a difference.
And what about your stockpile of vaccines? I understand that this was an issue earlier last month where there was a vaccine shortage and you had to wait for them to come in. How are you looking on that so far with the demand?
I'm pleased to report that this month we're very fortunate. We are using our last month's shipment, but we are also expecting another allocation this Saturday. If not this Saturday, then next week Saturday. But we will not, we don't expect to run out this time. I believe the last month, the reason we ran out is because there was a much higher volume of folks coming in to get their vaccines. But we are, our coverage, can you confirm our percentage for coverage? I know we're looking at.
Yeah, sure. And that's the reason why I'm here. I got some numbers here for people. Hold on. So as of yesterday, that's when we last gave out the vaccines. We've pushed out close to 24,000 doses. Remember, everyone has to have two doses. Some of them have had one, but majority of them have had both doses completed. So close to 24,000 doses administered. But if we look at the number of people who have had at least one shot, we are now just above 14,000 individuals. So that's a pretty good number. Now, if we look at that number of individuals who have had at least one shot and compare it to the number of population estimated for 2020 of the eligible population, 16 years and older, we are now sitting at about 42% of the eligible population who have had at least one shot. So I think throughout the nation, we're leading in those numbers when we look at per capita. And I think throughout the world, I think Israel has a pretty good vaccination program. We might be coming up second to them at this point.
93 KC, I'm going to put you on the air here with Dr. Amoah and Dr. Tufa. Do me a favor, though, before you go on, make sure your radio is off, please. Okay, you're live on the air with Dr. Ifeely and Dr. Francine. Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to ask if you can get the second dose at the Lee Auditorium.
Yes, ma'am. You can come to the Lee Auditorium tomorrow and get your second dose if you're due. But remember, next week is the science fair, so you'll have to come to Tafuna for your second dose.
Good question, ma'am, because you and I are in the same boat. I saw that live for the first one. I'm going to hold up for the second one. So 2 minutes per person, that seems like it goes a little faster than the bottleneck cup last month.
Actually, it's 2 minutes per person at the registration site. But you still have to go up, get the vaccine, and also get that 15 minutes of monitoring.
Okay.
After everyone gets the shot, you need to sit there a little bit, and our docs will be making sure that everything is okay before you leave the auditorium.
So there's no adverse side effects or anything like that?
Right.
Speaking of side effects, what are you seeing? Have you seen a difference in side effects from the first shot versus the second one? I heard that was something that people were talking about.
Yeah, so for those who are on the Moderna, we saw that more folks had reported notable side effects after their second dose. So some folks reported more chills, fever. You know, they had to sleep for a couple of days just, you know, because they were feeling pretty sick. But after that, it had resolved. So 48 hours is what it was. And then after that, it was okay. Pfizer, less folks were coming in reporting problems with that. I think for the most part, both vaccines, 90% were sourcing. You know, my arm was sore. It was red. It felt sort of heavy. I couldn't move it for the first 24 hours. Those were all sort of expected side effects to the vaccine. But otherwise, really haven't had anyone with adverse, you know, reactions, meaning shortness of breath, a rapid heartbeat, swelling of the face. No one's really reported that.
And the Pfizer is the lesser of the two in terms of harsh side effects?
So far.
So far. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good that you have that 15-minute window following the vaccination where that person is under observation just to make sure they're okay. That sounds like an important thing.
Post-vaccine monitoring, we do tell folks, you know, anywhere from the 72 hours or 3 days or up to 15 days, some of the side effects may sort of come up and to sort of report that in when it happens.
Okay. All right. And you have about 42% of the population, the target population, vaccinated then.
Yeah, that's what the numbers are showing right now.
Okay.
About 42% of the eligible population have had at least one shot.
You hearing anything about when flights are going to open up? Not that you would answer that, but, you know, I figured I'll try and ask.
Sometime in the future.
Okay. Very good answer, John. All right. Let's take another call here. KHJ, again, please make sure your radio is off, and we'll put you on here with our doctors from DOH. So please, radio is off, and you are on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, guys. I'm not sure if I missed it, but has it had any effect on those who are asthmatic?
For patients with asthma, no, we haven't had any problems reported with those who have had the vaccine and have asthma.
Okay, hopefully that helps you out, ma'am. We're going to go ahead and hang up there. And again, Lee Auditorium is going to be the venue for the science fair next week, and then the following week. Let me just pull up my calendar here. So next week you got the science fair. That's the week of the 8th, and you'll be. I'm sorry, I'm looking at. Yeah, week of the 8th. Right, and then so it'll just be Tafuna only for next week. Correct. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then back to the 15th, you'll be doing both locations, huh?
Correct. So 15th until the end of March, and then also April, the whole month of April, we have the Lee Auditorium. There are a few events that were booked way in advance. We'll have to put those dates out. I don't have them on me, but we'll have to let everyone know. There's a couple of dates in the month where we were too late. We couldn't negotiate to have this space. I have a couple more things I have to mention before we get off.
Can I ask one question, though?
Sure, sure.
This is something coming in from a listener. They were asking about penicillin. If a person is allergic to penicillin, will they also have an adverse reaction to either the Pfizer or Moderna?
Okay, so no. The answer is no. Penicillin is an antibiotic. The vaccines are mRNA. These are not. These are two completely different things. The concern for the injection medication was if there's anyone who had an anaphylaxis reaction to any injectable medication. So, penicillin allergy. The answer is it's okay for you to get the vaccine if you've had an anaphylaxis reaction. Those who've had it, they know because they have an EpiPen as a prescription.
That's where you have the swollen.
Correct,
features.
Correct. And you have a hard time breathing. It is a medical emergency, and so they know and remember what that experience was like. What we do is usually pull it up and see if you have an active prescription for an EpiPen, then we will recommend not to get the vaccine.
Okay.
But for penicillin allergy, antibiotic allergy, the answer is it's okay. It's safe to get the vaccine.
All right. Well, hopefully that answers that person's question. And I beg your pardon. I know you were going to make a couple of other points, but I wanted to get in there before we forgot that. So go ahead, Francine.
No problem. Just before I forget, I wanted to give a shout out to GS and the Pangalos stakeholders who have been providing free lunch for the vaccine team at the Lee Auditorium. Really appreciate the support from the community for that. And then going back to increasing access point for the vaccine, we do have a drive-through clinic on March 13th. It's a Saturday. So it's going to be Saturday at the airport parking lot. It'll be from 7:30 to noon, so a short day. But the idea is if you haven't had the vaccine and if you're sort of at home, wheelchair-bound, have trouble walking, you know, have trouble waiting, basically our elderly folks who have trouble coming to the clinic, please utilize this service because what we'll do is we will have you remain in the vehicle. We'll be able to administer the vaccine and monitor you right after in the vehicle and then, you know, move on out. So we invite everyone to call in. 219 is the contact number at Command Post. Call in, sign up, provide your phone number, hospital number. And what the team will do is make sure that you are currently registered on our registry, call you back, and we ask you to come and pick up a consent form. So in order for a drive-through clinic to work, got to do the consent form or the paperwork in advance, and then you bring it with you to the day of the drive-through so that we don't have to take too much time just writing these things out.
Is this just like an experimental day, or do you think you'll be doing it? You'll maybe check that day, see how it goes, and do it some more days?
Yes, so this is like our first go.
Okay.
And what we want to do is offer it for first doses because we will have another Saturday to provide second doses to those individuals that showed up. So right now the dates are March 13th and April the 10th.
So that's first doses only then. If you're like an outlier like me or that lady
that phoned in. No, you can come. You can come.
We can get dose two?
Yes, yes. You can come.
Very cool. All
right. I always wanted to do that. Can I?
Yeah, man. Go ahead. Rock that bell, brother.
But the key, John, is to sign up.
Okay.
Sign up.
You got to do that first then, huh?
You got to do that first and then get your consent form filled out. Don't sign it because that's what the nurses will do with you the day you come to the drive-thru. So
okay.
Pick up a form, fill it out, hold on to it, come to the drive-thru, bring it with you.
I see. All right. Well, that's on the 13th then, right?
Correct.
March 13th. So that is next week, Saturday. This Saturday is the 6th, so it's a week from this Saturday.
Right.
All right. Maybe next week you can remind us, and we'll put a bug in everybody's ear about that.
Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah.
Ifeely, did you have anything else?
I just wanted to say that I want everyone to know that the COVID-19 vaccination operation is under the task force, and there's a lot of groups that are working together to make this happen. Although DOH is in charge or spearheading, but we've had a lot of help from Department of Homeland Security with getting their personnel out there to help us. There's LBJ. There's the Veterans Affairs, the Veteran Clinic, VA Clinic, and then also we're collaborating with the Airport Department of Port Administration as far as using their facilities and personnel to be able to get these things going. So just wanted to let that be known and say thank you to all those organizations and departments and agencies.
The kind of work behind the scenes that aren't on the radio.
Yes.
Very cool. Yeah, that's such a great thing you guys did, getting this Lee worked out. Because that was, the Top Funa just, you saw what it was like there. So it sounds like you saw that there was a need and have met it with an air-conditioned facility like the Lee.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Monday, Wednesday, you got Friday, basically, of this week.
This week.
Lee's off for next week. You can still do it at Top Funa and then back Monday, Wednesday, Friday afterwards.
Right.
Okay. All right. Dr. Francine, Dr. Ifeely, thank you guys. Anything else that you feel was relevant for us to make note of before we concluded this portion of the show?
We appreciate everyone's support in this mission, trying to get the shots in the arms of all of our eligible people. So appreciate your patience when you come to see us. And then just, everyone doing their part with social distancing, masking. I know people are sort of relaxing on the mask, but again, folks, I urge you just, keep at it. It'll benefit us in the long term.
Hey, question for those disposable masks, that like the ones that you have. How many, when should you throw it away? Is it good for like one day only or every 6 hours or a week? Or is there some sort of sanitary guideline that you follow? Because those can get pretty, nasty. And you're breathing out of that thing all day.
Yeah, that's a good question.
What do you do?
For me, if I'm using these disposable ones, a one-day use is good.
That's plenty, huh?
Yeah, if you try to recycle it, you might pick up something like what I have right now, after breathing in. But
okay.
Yeah.
All right, so good to get a bunch of them then. Kosciuszko's got a bunch of them when you walk
right.
in there.
And I think we should get some more information and let people know about the exact recommended usage of these masks.
All right. Well, I'll follow your lead. Yeah, until then. Oh, wait. Hang on. We got one more quick call here. Hold on, caller. Before you go on the air, I had a quick question. And while you're doing that, maybe you turn your radio off. Francine, somebody was asking what the phone number was for the drive-thru, if you could tell us that.
Okay. So the hotline number is 219.
Okay. 219, if a person who was asking.
Right. Or 633-5872-5871.
And 219 works from both Azteca and Blue Sky, huh?
Correct.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. And caller, we're going to go ahead and put you live on the air.
Hi. Yes, I wanted to get a straight answer from Dr. Francine, because I've been hearing a lot of different, answers. But basically, I'm a breastfeeding mom, and I just wanted to know if it's entirely safe for me to come get my COVID vaccine.
Okay, breastfeeding mom, same thing with pregnant mom. So the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology actually recently issued their directive saying that they recommend the vaccine for breastfeeding and pregnant moms. However, there is no safety data based on the clinical trial that came out with the vaccines. And so they are encouraging all of the pregnant moms, breastfeeding moms who are in an area with active COVID-19 transmission, meaning if there was the virus here, then yes, they would strongly recommend you to get the vaccine. However, if the breastfeeding moms, to an infant, 1 month or 2 months, then the recommendation for us would be to just maybe hold off until baby's a little bit older. But that's the position of the professional society on this, that there is no safety data, but they do recommend it because if breastfeeding mom or pregnant mom should catch the virus, then they will be required to be in the hospital.
Oh, and then possibly away from their baby they're breastfeeding.
Correct.
Okay. Well,
I hope that answers the question.
Yes, ma'am. Great question, too, because that goes, I'm sure, for a lot of the population that have newborn babies that are breastfeeding. You know, do I get this or not? We don't have COVID.
Right.
So since we don't have COVID actively, as you said, you would recommend waiting then and not getting the vaccine.
Right. So the decision would be between the pregnant mom or lactating mom with their provider. Okay. Kind of weighing out their options. So let's say the breastfeeding mom is only doing, you know, less than 3 feedings. But if they're breastfeeding exclusively, then yeah, we recommend maybe hold off until baby's a little bit older.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate you clearing that up for us. 93KHJ, that's going to conclude things for our program today. And Dr. Ifeely, hope you feel better, man. And Dr. Francine, always good to see you. And Dr. Anise quietly filming us in the background. Good job to you as well.